Welcome to Yak Radio, a radio show that's about, well, who knows? It's a different topic every week, but Yak Radio is always full of information to help you and your family get through life. Now, here's your Yak Radio host, Dave Stahl.
She's somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she.
All right, folks, welcome back. You are listening to Yak Radio with Dave Stahl, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
That's Brittany. She has brought a crew in. We've got Kyle, Juan, Kelly, and Carly in the house. The topic, I have no idea.
They are the Burning Bulbs improv team of
Burning
San Diego. The Burning Bulbs.
Like light bulbs.
That's what I imagine.
They all
yes,
look, they
Juan
all,
is agreeing.
They all look lit to me.
Oh, goodness.
Why, thank you.
Did you like that? Did you appreciate
well,
that?
Well, I pulled out my Crown Royal bag.
I got mine.
And it reminded Kelly of her grandma.
Well,
very sweet.
Very wholesome
well,
story.
Well, if you stay on my show for any length of time, I end up buying you a nice headset, and I go down to my favorite watering hole, and I get the big Crown Royal bag, so you can drag it in, and it makes you look like yeah. you've been drinking.
Yes.
So who's the spokesperson of this group?
I'll say me for now.
Okay, pull that mic over to you.
That would be Kyle, listeners.
Then pull it this away. Kyle, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
So, improv, huh?
Yes. I've been doing it for about 6 years. I think it started in 2017, where I started taking classes at Finance City Improv, a small theater in San Diego that teaches long-form improv. There are multiple types of improv you can do. There's short form, there's long form. Yeah. What we do is long form.
Okay.
It's basically a made-up play on the spot, a 20-minute play that we make up the characters, the lines, it's all made up on the spot, no pre-planned, nothing scripted.
Okay, kind of a Jonathan Winters type mentality.
Not familiar with Jonathan Winters.
Google Jonathan Winters. If I gave you an ink pen and you were Jonathan Winters, he could do a 15-minute segment and you'd be laughing so hard by the end of it, you wouldn't be able to stand up.
There are some great professors that can do this. Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite, Kyle?
Yes, Ben Schwartz, who is coming to San Diego in January. I'm going to see them live with some people from our team.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to that. Yes,
okay. So you guys are a group. Do you go out when you go to the improv? You go as a group and do your routines.
Perform as a team for 15-20 minutes on stage.
Okay.
On maybe once a month.
I just saw him last week.
Yeah,
there were four different teams, and you were one
of the
four.
Of the
yeah.
So you guys go on with a. With a topic in mind?
Oh, no. They get that from the audience.
So it's like Brittany and I.
Yeah, the audience shouted out waffles is what they...
Oh, I see. And then you do a complete...
Show inspired by that suggestion, yes.
God, I'd love that.
What would you suggest? Well, think of something for later. Maybe we can...
Well, I mean, I just...
Don't tell him yet, though.
I do 6 hours of radio with no script.
Yeah, he brings me in sometimes. Yeah,
I improvise exactly. The whole show.
Yeah.
And mainly, the only difference between me and you guys... Is it whatever? Because you'll notice I will ask you a million questions because I'm interested in what you guys and girls do. And, you know, if you're not interested in your subject, then it's just really going to be a boring show.
What we do that's slightly different is we invent characters.
Right. So you flip
systems,
it back.
Histories, motives. Things that we believe in as characters, and we bring that on the stage and have it inspire our scenes.
I swear, if you look up Jonathan Winters, it's exactly what you're talking about.
Do you know this character ahead of time?
Absolutely not.
No, because if
not even
says,
the character, because yeah. usually he said it was deep. Yet they have motives. You said so that
we find that out through the dialogue we have with the other characters in our scenes.
All right, so it
okay.
is on the spot as well.
Kyle talks too much. Give it to
Aww.
Juan. Poor Juan. Look at Juan's over here. She had tears. Coming out of the corner yeah, of his eye.
It's my turn.
Because he doesn't
get
to talk.
Hey, Kyle, come on.
So, how long have you been doing this?
Well, I've been doing it for like a year almost. I started in January.
Oh, new.
Yeah.
So, what got you into it?
Well, I just wanted to get out of my comfort zone, do something else. Like,
yeah.
Get to new.
Like radio.
Radio, exactly. I was like, this
and I'm doing 6 hours.
6 hours. Like,
That's
once in a lifetime opportunity. I was like, sure, I'll try that. And the same with improv in a way. Kind of like, wanted to get out of my comfort zone, meet people.
Yeah.
I was kind of still a little bit a shy person. Like,
just a little bit.
Just a little
Has
bit.
Has he grown this year, Kelly?
Yes, a lot.
Yeah. Tremendously, as they
So
say.
It's working.
It is working.
So where are you from?
Well, I'm from San Diego, but I grew up in Tijuana.
Okay.
Just
All
across
right.
the border.
Yeah, very close.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. So I've been living here ever since high school, more
okay.
or less.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. So I started with improv, just getting the hang of it. And I feel like the last few weeks is where I started like feeling like really good about myself and confident about my abilities. And
I'll give you a tip, because I'll send this show to Brittany and then she'll give it to you guys. Don't listen to it.
Okay.
Just let your family listen to it. Let your friends listen to it.
You'll be too hard on yourself?
I'm just telling you, 30 years doing this, don't listen to it, because it'll ruin you for future shows. Because the key to a good, successful radio show is being yourself every time. Don't be somebody you're not. And if you hear yourself, you'll say, oh, I've got an accent. Oh, I'm not going to do that. That makes you unique. And same thing with Kyle. You know, his voice is different than your voice. So you can listen to it if you want.
Hey, right. Juan, you can do whatever you want.
Oh, for sure.
But just be prepared. Don't be too hard on
yourself.
Do not beat yourself up.
I haven't seen any of our shows. They've recorded a few of them. Oh. Haven't seen any of them.
It's so. Smart man. All right, somebody raised her hand. She must have paid attention.
That's Carly.
Carly, pull the microphone over. There you go.
Hello. Yes. Hi. So I actually have a story kind of related to that, in that I met Rhys Darby, who is one of my favorite improv comedians, who I actually got to meet and ask the question of, what do you do when you're on stage? Because my brain is really hard on me at the end of a show, and I kind of go over what I missed or go over like what I could have said better, all this stuff. And he said, you know, what are you taking yourself too seriously? Like, just, you don't have to remember what you finished just saying, so long as you're in the moment of the improv.
That's a big part of it, is being in the moment, right? Mm-hmm. And being a good listener as well, so that you can add and not redirect what the person before you was heading, they were heading.
And always remember, you know more than the audience.
Yeah, well, if the
audience don't know what you're thinking,
is genuine, then yes, you are the center.
How long have you been doing this?
I have been doing it for as long as Juan. So he and I were students together.
Right. So how do you
stay together?
And did you join the team, or how did you get on the team?
Well, let's let Kelly, because she wants to talk more than any of them, I can tell.
So there was a Monday class and a Tuesday class. It started back in the beginning of this year.
So you're new
too. This year too?
A lot of us, Kyle joined in, I think, level 3. Mm-hmm. But a lot of us all started at the same time. Never done improv before.
What got you into it?
Do you want the nerdy answer?
Sure.
We want the real answer.
I like nerdy. Nerdy's
cool.
Well,
okay. Part of it was I heard of this guy named Kyle.
No. No. He's blushing.
But the second one was neuroplasticity.
Which is
if you want to change kind of the way you think, and how you relate to people, you have to go out of your comfort zone and do something that you've never done before. Mm-hmm. And it was really cool because you're not just forming those new neural pathways by being, you know, in this very uncomfortable circumstance that you've never been in before, on stage, all of that. But you have this group of super supportive people who are reinforcing that and kind of helping you to, I don't know, move forward even faster.
That makes a lot of sense, because I had looked a little bit into improv and saw that there are students with autism that are in programs that really emphasize improv. For that same reason.
I'm not surprised. Yeah. It really does.
It's a social thing. It's supportive. And it's on the spot. And some kids with autism, you know, just trying to order their food is stressful and on the spot. And it gives them practice and a comfortable place.
Totally.
That absolutely makes sense.
And we know some autistic kids. I also do a gun show, if you want to talk about getting out of your box. And we have a 9-year-old kid that shoots a Glock.
Every Wednesday.
And he is so efficient, it would scare the you-know-what out of you. But because he's very focused on one topic, you know, he's extremely, extremely good at it. And I think improv would be another tool that would work as well. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we still got a whole lot more. We don't even have a name for this show. We should have came up with a name.
Burning Bulbs.
Burning Bulbs. And we'll find out more about those guys when we come back. Right here on Yak Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Yak Radio with Dave Stahl on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right. Well, this is the Burning Bulb
Burning
show.
Bulbs team.
From Proverb. No, what is it?
Improv?
Improv. I forgot the imp. And we've got a great group. We got Kyle, Juan, Kelly, and Carly. Where do you guys perform? All over town, or do you have one specific, since you're stretching?
FCI in Hillcrest.
What's that?
Finest City Improv.
Oh. Do you guys move around? Do you do... go to any other improv?
We'll go wherever you want us to go. Where's our next show?
I'm not paying. Yeah, I was just
can you? Like a comedian or a band, can you be paid for hire?
Kyle's got it.
Kyle.
So all our classes are taken at that same theater.
Okay.
And there's levels 1 through 6, so we can take. I've taken levels 1 through 6 several times. And okay. So they have theater there for classes and for performances. So people can come in for shows on the weekends.
Okay.
There's classes throughout the weekdays. And so we take classes there, but also perform at the same place.
Okay. So you have classes every day?
Once a week.
What's it cost to go?
I think it's about $300 for a term of 8 classes.
$300?
Yes.
Okay, I thought you said $3. I was going to sign.
For $300.
Right. I was going to sign right up. Okay. So once
you finish level 1, you can move on to level 2. Once you finish level 2, you move on to level 3, and you keep going as much as you want to.
Who makes that decision whether you can move out of 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4?
I mean, at the end of the class, once you perform your last performance, as long as you've learned the skills, which isn't all you're going to take a test or anything like that, but
okay.
They just push you through.
So you're not going to, you guys won't sit there and say, dude, go back to 1.
Or do you guys tell each other? I was in the green room with them. I think they...
I think it's important to note that we just graduated from class.
So you've done all 6?
We've all done all 6.
Okay.
Most of us. And now we have a team captain named Marissa, and she tells us where to perform. So
where is she?
She's...
It is Christmas Eve.
Where'd she go?
Did you notice they're all looking around?
Yeah, where'd she go?
Oh, she's not here.
Behind that door.
Sure. She went to Los Angeles for the weekend. It was with family, so she couldn't come. She wanted to come here.
What does she think this is? Christmas?
Yeah, right?
Family? Ah.
Anyway. Thank you, by the way. The burning bulbs were only just asked a couple days ago when I found out there was an opening and the 4 of you made it happen. Thank you.
See, that's one of the problems of being anywhere near her, because she takes care of all the radio... guests, and I take care of all the TV on KUSI, because you're talking about getting out of the box. I got TV with a 20-minute window to be on TV, and I had never been on TV, so getting out of the box is the name of the game. I'm challenged by it. I love it. It doesn't scare me. I've never been afraid of talking to anybody, whether I know what I'm talking about or not. Because like you guys, you're the same way. Waffles? I mean, how could you be afraid when you've got a topic of waffles, right?
Yeah, you don't really know what you're getting into yourself once you're on the stage. You just improvise.
But you have to let go.
Oh, definitely, for sure. And be in the moment, for sure, like we talked about earlier.
Yeah, but you have to let go. You have to have, and that's not easy for everybody. I had a lady that works at the Auto Museum, sitting right where you're sitting, and I thought I was going to have to give her mouth to mouth. She was that close to passing out. Sweat was running down her face. We go to break. I said, are you okay? She says, I don't think so. And I go, take a deep breath. This is okay. I actually told her no one was listening.
One thing that makes it easy for me when I'm on stage is to follow the fun.
Yes.
Wherever the fun in the scene is, just follow that and have a good time out there. It's not there to be stressful or worried about things. It's about having fun and enjoying ourselves.
And isn't there a feeling once you get to that point where that fun factor kicks in?
It's very rewarding, especially when we get a laugh from the audience.
Yeah, and then everything else goes away.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And then, but you can't worry about getting to that. And do you guys work as a group mainly? I mean, are you guys mainly a group?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, head shaking doesn't work on radio.
Yes, sir.
Are you allowed to practice as a team?
Of course. We're encouraged to.
So what is it that you're practicing? If it has to be on the spot, why don't you share? Are there key ingredients?
Yes. Yeah, so we call it developing our tool belt. So that when we're on stage, we have these different tools we can use, such as having a belief system as my character, having motivations, having desire. I'm saying I want. I don't want. I hate this. Trying to make the other character's world worse for them usually makes the scene more interesting for the audience.
Mm. Who are you to me, Kyle?
What is it, an antagonist, or what are we talking about?
Who am I to you in real life?
No, it's the relationship. I was just saying.
Yes. Who are we to each other?
Okay.
What do we mean to each other? Building that relationship on stage, right. Filling out where we are, the location. Because come out on stage, two people, we all know where they are, what they're talking about, or right. Who they are. So establishing that on stage is really important.
Right. It helps.
Yes. And yeah. While transactions can be funny, audiences care about more about the scene when we are talking about relationship between the two people, mm-hmm. The two characters. Your right. Father, daughter, coworkers, boss.
Right.
Establishing that who we are to each other and what we're
captive.
Yeah.
But I think the kicker, I think the
legal or illegal captive. What are you talking about?
Oh, just something weird. I don't know.
Oh, the yeah. Topic.
But I think the kicker,
consensual
the,
above all else.
Yeah. But isn't the kicker the audience, cuz they're the ones that give you the topic. Right?
Yeah, they give us a jumping off point, so from there we can take it or not, right. Depending on how it can influence.
Does
and
one person
inspire.
Decide who takes it or not? Do you have like? Would that be Marissa?
Like, no, I think it's whoever. There's the person who prompts, who asks for the prompt from the crowd, and then from there we.
Oh,
we
so just like
jump
if
in.
You ask the prompt. Mm-hmm. So let just so we'll make it simple for the listeners. So I'm going to go back to it. Waffles, and you decide you don't really want to go there. Do you come up with your own topic, or do you flip off of Waffles and say, well, you know, pancakes are way better than waffles?
Well, I think that's actually what the show was.
Yeah,
that's what inspired the beginning of our show.
Gotcha.
But from there, you can go like all the different gamuts. So like maybe waffles reminds you of a diner, which reminds you of spending time with your grandparents, which
right.
Reminds you about like the place that you grew up. And you can kind of
and you just
explore all
go
of that.
On an adventure.
And improv, we call that taking it from A to C. So mm-hmm. A to B leads to B to C. So we don't necessarily have to take their suggestion directly.
Literally.
We can use that waffle inspiration for sugar, and sugar can be inspiration for a candy store, and a candy store can be inspiration for time with the family. Like,
right.
So it can lead to anything we want, really.
Yeah.
It's not, the show is not dictated by what the suggestion is from the audience. It inspires our show.
See, you don't want me, because when you said waffles, I was thinking of my tennis shoes.
There you go.
You know, the sole on my shoe has got the waffle print. You know, when mm-hmm. you walk in the sand, mm-hmm. you get to see the... And different sands have different prints. Go ahead.
That's how it gets really interesting, is when two people are on stage to do a scene, and they both interpret the prompt in very different ways.
Well, see, yeah. That's why I better not come anywhere near.
And it's really funny that you mentioned that, Kelly, because you can be thinking of something, I can be thinking of something else, and if I take the first word and then, like, put you on the spot and say, oh, I wasn't really thinking about that, I was thinking of something else, then you have to, like, adjust in the moment.
Yeah.
I saw that, not with your team, but another team, and it's almost like someone came in and stopped. It came to a halt because you could tell one, are you actors? Could I refer to you as an actor? One actor was going this direction, and you could tell they wanted to pursue it, and someone came in and it was like, nope, we're not going that way, and there was almost disappointment. Yeah, and so you're
but was
a
it
team.
Disappointment from the team or from the audience?
The teammate. I was, and maybe I read too much into it, but it's a team, right? You all want to have a very successful 20-minute show.
And to make that
so
happen.
You can't do that, right?
Yeah.
And like, to make it easier for ourselves, we learn from level one, we say yes and.
Okay.
So whatever someone throws out there, we agree that that's true about the reality we're in that scene. We don't necessarily have to go along with it, but we have to establish that, okay, yes, I agree with that, and build upon it.
And gotcha. That sounds like, yeah, a key ingredient. That,
yes.
Yeah,
and
sense.
With that,
go buy the book.
There's a book?
Go buy the book.
Kyle knows the book.
What book?
He is the book.
He is the book.
Is there a book?
Kyle.
6 years of study. They give you the book.
There's actually a book.
I don't have a book.
It's
you
all
are
up here.
The book.
Yes, my book is in my mind.
Yes. Well, that you can't buy that book.
Well, I don't know, Kyle.
I said, buy the
I could sell it.
He buy the book.
Have you ever? Yeah. Have you ever written a book?
I have not.
Why not? What else are you doing?
I'm performing. I'm
Do you have a job? Do you have a job besides?
Yes, I do. I'm a substance use disorder counselor.
You're a what's he?
Substance use disorder counselor. So people with addictions to drugs and alcohol and
gotcha.
Help them get sober and
right.
Get them the support, the meet their needs.
Gratifying. Got job.
Yeah.
What about you, Juan?
I'm a software engineer and actually working on the building right next to it.
Yeah. He got his own really pass fun. To get in today.
Software engineer, come to my house. I was on.
Oh, goodness, yes.
Oh, my God, I'm about as...
You do need his help with the GoPro.
Yeah, because I have to keep putting my windows in after throwing equipment. I just bought $1,000 worth of GoPro.
Oh, really? Wow.
And I bought a program to man it.
Yeah, I'm the guy building that software behind it.
No much. Kidding.
Yeah.
I love Kelly.
What do you do, Kelly?
You should really hear them talk about waffles, though. I mean,
I know. I'm very intrigued.
Like,
I
hear Juan say the word honey.
Say honey.
Hi, honey.
No, not like that. I'm talking about from the show.
Yeah, what?
Maybe we can do something in the next segment.
Why don't we just go to the show?
I went to the show.
Well, why don't I go to the show?
Well, yeah. We could do it next segment. Think of something, Dave. Don't tell them.
Kelly, anyway, what do you do?
Yeah.
Kelly, what do you do for a living?
I'm a stormwater quality engineer.
A water?
Stormwater. So
You're busy right now.
Okay. You need to come fix my drain. It's hanging to the side. And what about you, Carly?
I am a certified nursing assistant.
God,
all over the place.
Yeah, all over the board, so to speak.
Wow. Yeah, so basically improv is our side job.
Yeah. And being what you do and being in improv, boy, that's a flip.
Yeah, that's exactly why I'm there.
Yeah, because you're staring at a screen all day talking to nobody, and now you're getting up. What do your family think about this?
They just think it's like a hobby. Like, yeah, I haven't really invited any of my family members to SEMA.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, at least in my case, it's like, and that's something that happened on our last show. I did invite some people, but they were like friends. Mm-hmm. But it was the first time inviting some friends.
Yeah.
And I was super nervous.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It was like the first time I was nervous in a while. I performed like multiple times within the class or just outside of that.
Yeah, because if you don't know anybody, the audience, and what's the point?
I don't really care, but I invited some friends, and just a few minutes before, I was like, my legs were really shaking. I was like, oh, man. That's so strange. It's a really strange sensation.
Oh, my gosh. What about you, Kyle? Does it bother you to perform?
Yeah, were you nervous last week when we were there? We were in the second
row. I've been
doing
this since 2017, so I've probably done like 40 or 50 performances. So it's no big deal to me
anymore. How about the first one?
Maybe a little bit at the beginning, but who cares if I screw up?
That's exactly. That's what I try to explain to people when it comes to what they're not going to shoot you.
Hopefully. I hope not.
Hopefully. All right, let's take a quick break when we come back. Hey, it's improv. What do we know? Yak Radio with Dave Stahl. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Yak Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
All right. We've got an interesting show for you today. It's all about improv, but it's not improv like you would normally see where you go to a comedy store and a guy or a girl gets up and tells jokes.
Yeah, it's not scripted.
It's not scripted. And that's what a comedian does. They have all their jokes in a little piece of paper and what have you, written on the back of their hand. This is a totally different group. Yes?
I stopped him in the green room because I know you don't like me talking too much in the green room. But could you guys elaborate on these games or warm-ups that you were starting to allude to? What is an improv game or a warm-up?
Yeah, who wants to do that?
What Kyle, I feel like you're the book on these types of things.
We're back to the
book. So warm-ups are designed to get us to do just that. Get us warmed up before we go out onto a show or before we're starting our classes. To get us in the mood for being silly and doing improv. And mm-hmm. So one of my favorite games to play as warm-up is called Alien Greeting, where we're all standing in a circle, and one person will walk across and start making an alien language, mm-hmm. or speaking in an alien language. They can be mm-hmm. and have a conversation with the other person. The other person's job is to mimic the person that's walking to them in that similar alien language,
right.
And have a conversation. Also doing mannerisms physically, mm-hmm. As an alien.
Gotcha.
And then have a conversation, and then trade places with the person. They walk to a different person in different, totally different alien language, totally different mannerisms. It could be a different language.
Right.
And just being silly and stupid and
for how
having
long?
Fun.
How long does that usually go?
2 minutes.
Okay. Hey.
And the reason for that is to loosen ourselves up, right? So I think a lot of times we lose touch with like being the child and being playful. Mm-hmm. So people come from, you know, their 9-to-5 office jobs,
exactly.
And they come
yeah.
and stand in this little improv stage, and you need to like shed the day of stress, shed the day of like worries. You
right.
get into your body and you can kind of start wiggling around, and you've got stage presence at that point because you've got like the voice is warmed up, the body's warmed up, mm-hmm. you've reconnected with your people, and you've built up a small community of improv friends who you can
See,
play with.
You should do this. Because you use radio to unwind and
yeah, I was thinking this is my therapy and racing my car is my therapy.
Yeah, seriously, yeah. She'll come in after a tough day at work all week, and you can see the look on her
I'm
face.
Wound tight,
and she is just really. And by the time the show's over, you know, well, yeah. she's back to being you know, Brittany.
Yeah.
The Brittany everybody so. Loves to be around. Not saying nobody wants to be around her in the beginning, but she internalizes.
My sixth period may disagree with you.
Yeah. She internalizes a lot of what she goes through. Yeah. So improv might be something. You know who else would be good at this is Steve. Can you imagine?
What do you think about that? I'm sure Steve's listening.
I think it'd be cool.
So while Carly was talking, Kelly, you were wiggling kind of like those things that are outside of an auto oil change place.
It just reminded me that I need to move a little bit so that I don't get nervous.
Is that literally a warm-up as well?
Oh, yeah. How many different warm-ups are there, Kyle? Can you name the number?
Pull the mic
approximately.
Over.
Maybe 20.
Wow. Or do you have one? Do you That's have a specific one that you use?
Well, you do a different one every day.
Okay. Give us another one.
Improvise.
Give us one.
Yeah, I was going to say that the ones that I really like are where we're making eye contact. We basically are told to stare into each other's eyes.
Like uncomfortable eye contact?
Oh, yes.
I mean, it is uncomfortable. At first, yeah. But then once you get, it's like what you said, you're shedding that discomfort and kind of like.
All right.
Yeah.
Acknowledging the other people, because when you're in a scene, it really helps to make eye contact because you're picking up on not just verbal cue, like, you know, what they're saying, right, but also yes. physical and just kind of reading their emotions. So it's really important to get comfortable with your team before you perform.
Yeah. And exactly like she was saying, one particular warm-up that I really like a lot, it's counting from eight or so, from 1 to 8 or 8 to 1, but just shaking your hand and your legs. So just like 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, okay. 1, 8, 7, and you go through that just from 8 to 7.
So that's basically what like you're comfortable doing.
No, there's a lot.
Plus you do other ones,
right,
as well.
Exactly. But that one in particular like really emphasizes that just looking at other people's eyes.
Right. Well, and you know contact. What? Yeah. Nobody does that anymore. Mm-hmm. Nobody, especially these young kids.
Yeah, they're looking at their phone.
They will not look you in the eye. To come to, and I'm really big on that because I like looking directly at you when we speak. And you'll see, we get racers, you know, that come in and you're interviewing them, and they're moving their head up and down and over, and they just won't give you that eye contact. Makes me crazy.
With the lights, can you see the audience? Speaking of eye contact.
No,
not okay. really.
And do you? And that's probably a good thing, you think, to stay focused.
There is a little bit of interaction. For instance, in the last show, someone asked for Jules's Venmo, and he responded.
Yeah, well, there was nothing in it.
Yeah, but that's not usual. That doesn't really happen that much. At least besides that, in my experience, I haven't had like any hecklers or anything like that.
Oh, so, hecklers. Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Sure.
Oh, why are you doing that face there, Carly? Mm-hmm.
Pull the mic like, over. Oh. Yeah.
I don't know if it happens as much for improv as it does for a stand-up comedy, but it really does throw your game off in that you've already developed this rapport with the person that's in front of you that you're trying to build something with, and then somebody outside the audience sidetracks you. But yeah. you can pivot.
But sometimes that's good. Mm-hmm. You know, that's part of training. I mean, because you're constantly training, even though you've graduated. You're every show, you're training and you're learning.
Yeah, they're going to practice on Kyle's back patio.
Because you can't control the audience.
No, oh, sure. That's a variable that's huge.
And does the audience get into it more and more as the show goes?
In my experience, their laughter does, but I've been doing this for, like I said, 6 years. I've almost never been heckled or...
Okay, but I mean as far as their enthusiasm.
Yes.
It depends on how much you stack the audience.
And what do you mean by that?
I wasn't paid last week.
And what do you mean by that?
Checks in the mail. Checks.
What do you mean by that? Stacking
Plants
the audience.
Are
inviting you.
Our friends that come to watch us.
Oh, I see.
Of course, they're going to think we're hilarious.
Really?
I heard a lot of laughs at our last show.
But all your friends think you're funny?
David, be nice.
No, Juan had 12 people there.
Wow.
Good job.
Okay. Well, you know, go ahead, Kyle.
Well, going back to what you were saying, I think audience is more engaged when they care about the scenes, which is why you want to build relationships.
Right.
Talk about what we mean to each other, what we want, the characters, what they want in the scenes.
Right.
Because if you're doing that and the character does not get what they want, or they do get what they want, the audience is more invested.
Exactly.
In those
gotcha. It's not superficial. They feel
and
that
you
loss.
Guys
yeah.
are a constant group. I mean, you don't float around with other and do
we
this.
Can.
Well, I know
Hell
you
no.
can.
When the both perform, we all always perform together, yes.
Yeah,
you're a committed team.
Plus six others.
Plus six others.
Yes.
Okay, so you can... Wait a minute, here comes...
But what's really important, too, is like, at least in my case, is that performing with other people really enhances your skills. I mean, of course, I love my team and all that, and sure. I love playing with them. But in like FCI, we on Thursdays, there's like an open jam where anyone can participate. You guys can participate and just play with other people. And that's, I think that's really important as well. Just as like we were talking about getting out of your comfort zone, like getting out of your comfort zone with other people.
Sure.
And you always learn something. Yeah. So
I agree. I was just joking when I said heck no.
That's not what you said.
She's just kidding.
Play that back. So play that. Oh, look, she's got the... Oh, yeah, look. That works every
time. Now's when you pay people off with those baked goods you brought.
Yeah. Well, how long has this been going on? I mean, in San Diego, would you say?
I think the improv community has blown up in the last 10 years. It's been going on for, I think, 10, 15 years.
Okay.
If I say the open improv has been up in, I think, 2015-ish, I'm not exactly sure. I don't work there. I don't work for them.
Sure, sure.
I just perform there and take classes there. But
Were you guys fans of the Whose Line Is It?
I was a huge fan as a kid.
Oh, Carly agrees, yeah.
And that's similar to what we do, but it's not the same because what they do is short-form improv. We have short scenes, but we have a long play that lasts 4 or 5 scenes over 25 minutes.
Yeah,
it's all it should be cohesive, our plays. But short form is just small games. I enjoy it. I prefer to perform.
You prefer the long form.
So it's more invested, I think.
Yeah. And people, you need to understand, these are not scripted performances, right?
Right. It's improvised.
Yeah, it's improvised, and that is the key. So if you're the type of person that's good at improvising, or maybe not good
or
at improvising.
Or not. That's what I'm thinking. One of the great takeaways for our listeners is, hey, maybe I need to put myself out there.
Well, I hate to say it. I'm going to use Juan as a prime example.
I think that's fantastic.
Because if I was to pick out of the four who would be the most likely not to do this, it would be you.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
and I'm not, and that's not a negative. That's not a negative. In fact, I would be extremely proud of what you're able to accomplish.
I think it's huge.
Because you just don't project,
right?
You know, like that.
Dave.
Oh, you had to ask what my name is?
She's just making sure.
That's okay. I called another guy wrong.
I just want to give us even more credit.
Yes.
Do it.
Because I would say that at least three of us in this room. I know Kyle was already very confident when we first met him, but we have all, like, the person you, I feel like the person you see today is not the person that I met day one for Carly or Juan. Maybe Kyle, too. You were a little bit shyer at that time, but we kind of built this team as, like, a wolf pack. That's Carly's trademark, not mine. I didn't make it up. And so it actually is a team that's like 17 people deep. We have a bench.
Well, yeah.
And you have some people on the red shirt.
Well, because there's no two of you. I mean, none of you guys are alike in any way, shape, or form.
Isn't that amazing?
I think it's phenomenal. I really honestly do. And I personally have never looked at improv because I always thought improv was comedy, just a stand-up comedy. I had no idea this was out there.
I think that improv is a skill you can develop. Anyone can do it. Anyone can get out there if they're willing to.
Yeah.
That's what I've learned this hour is, and I'm thinking about parents who have kids that are shy and really, they're like, I don't know what to do.
If you want to get them out of their shell.
Yeah.
So now, are there ever any groups that get together that can't work together?
Oh, I'm sure, right? Yeah. Teams. Yeah.
I think that's the magic of what the Burning Bulbs is I think we have a connection because we have the ability to just be vulnerable with each other. So I think in the times that we've built up from level one, we've been able to kind of get to know each other well enough to be vulnerable with each other on stage.
So how many of you all went from different people till you got to this group?
Oh, different teams?
Juan and I were on the same.
That would be the minority of people. Most of us met throughout the last 48 weeks in this track that we started at the beginning of 2023.
The last 48
All
weeks.
Right.
Okay.
And so, out spits a new team, kind of.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, you guys plan to stay together?
Yeah. That's what Burning Bulbs is. That's our team. We graduated, and now we're actually a team, and we're booking shows.
But you're a burnt bulb.
No. Oh, yeah. Burning. They're burning. They're still burning. They're not the burnt bulbs. On your last show together, that could be the name of it.
This is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Welcome back. You're listening to Yak Radio with Dave Stahl, FM 96.1, AM 1170. Hey, we're talking improv, and we're talking to the burning.
Yes, they're still
bulbs.
Burning.
They're so bright.
Still burning.
You wouldn't believe all the colors. It's just amazing. I should wear my sunglasses next time.
I know, it's bright. See? In here.
Yeah, we got a cheerleader in the
That's
group.
That's how it's
right. Yeah, I know. Is she the wild one out of the group? One.
I would say so.
She's doing a lot of giggling.
We were talking about like people's transformation within their group, and I believe like Kelly, for instance, in the last few terms together,
yeah,
I've seen her like blossom and develop. Aww. Yeah,
and then we got Kyle that just kind of stays
steady Eddie,
mainstream, right?
I've been doing this for a little while. I feel I have.
Is that an excuse?
He's mature.
So you're just sort of cruising.
I'm cruising. Okay. I'm leveled off.
And these guys are still being blown away by what they've been able to do. Maybe some hidden talents they didn't know they had.
Yes. I hope so. That's the goal, I think, of improv, is to grow as human beings, as in our personal lives, our professional lives.
Yeah.
It helps us open up and...
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm so sorry.
And be able to speak more freely and not feel so stressed out when we're...
Has this changed your attitude... Talking
Absolutely.
To the public?
The philosophy of yes and.
Life in general.
I changed my life perspective in general. Just saying yes and to things as opposed to saying, no, I'm not going to do that. You know, nah, that's all right. Being open to ideas.
Do you ever catch yourself wanting to do improv to a perfect stranger?
I do my job all day long.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. So you're actually doing improv all day long.
I'm using the skills I learned in the class.
Because you have to pull information out of people that...
Running groups and counseling sessions with clients that don't want to be there.
Yeah, really.
Adapt and improvise all the time.
Wow.
Amen.
Then Juan just talks to a computer.
Talking about doing improv with strangers, we actually have a member, Jacob, who became a clown, and he's now performing on the street of Pacific Beach.
Really?
Yep.
You like clowns?
I freaking love them. Half of the group, half of the Burbank Bulbs are clowns now.
I wanted to go to clown school. I wanted to go in the worst way.
You should come with me. I'm starting in January.
There you
go. San Diego State? Is there one in San Diego State?
I think it's an independent clown school.
Is it? Yeah.
Private.
I was a service manager at a car dealership, and many of my customers said I should. I haven't quite figured out why they said I should, but I've always had a desire. But you put your hand down. You want to be a clown? Mr. Dean in the box wants to be a clown.
I think you've got what it takes.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny. I mean, I just take life as such a joy and such a gift, and that you want to try and touch everything, you know, for experiences.
Taking risks.
Oh, don't get me there. That's where that how old do you think you would be mentality comes out. I've broken and bent and twisted things I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
What do you think, Carly? Carly's over there being real nice, and she's the bull.
I'm the bull. I'm the bull.
You're the bull.
No, okay. So taking risks, coming into improv, it was incredible to watch level one and how many people like came in and the reasons that they all came in for. Some of the folks came in because they wanted to work on public speaking, or they wanted to challenge themselves. They wanted to learn something new. And like who stayed after the self-selection that happens for folks who are I'm still too afraid to do the thing, so they don't go on to level two. So.
Okay. Ah. Has this made you a better person, you think?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's given me a lot more courage to just be me all the time. Mm-hmm. So I think we start to like put up our little barriers and our little force fields and everything around us as we like go about the world. And this has definitely opened up a whole lot of that. So I can just show up as myself.
So you basically recommend this to anybody and everybody that...
Everyone should take level one.
Yeah. It's like I always say, everybody should be a waitress or a waiter for one day.
Just customer service.
Just one. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
But
one day.
Be a waiter or a waitress in a really busy restaurant for one day.
Yeah, the appreciation. Mm-hmm. I did it for one summer, and now
it'll change your
I
life.
Appreciate mm-hmm. it to the max.
It'll change your life.
Yeah, yeah.
And just one thing is like Carly was saying, like trying at least level one. There's also like an option to just try for one day on Saturdays, I believe, at least once a month
in
FCI in Finance City. You can just try it out for a couple hours, see if you... That's something you vibe with?
Kyle, throw that over to Kyle. See, I'm going to disagree. I don't think one day is enough.
Well, I think it takes more than one day to develop our personalities and grow as people, but you can find out if you like it. by taking one class for 1 hour on the weekend.
Yeah, you don't have to commit to the year, I think, maybe.
Well, you know, it's like drinking a glass of wine. You don't take
commit
the first
sip. Commit to the
bottle. Sip. No, you don't take the first sip and say, ugh.
No, commit to the bottle.
You have to take a second sip or maybe a third sip to get, you know, so the palate can appreciate what you're drinking. And I think with this, and I'm only saying this because I don't want people to say, go down and try it. And first time trying it, that's no good. I didn't like it.
True.
Now you need to do it maybe one more time. Maybe go home, think about it, come back and do it
I would say for most people that try it the one time, they end up liking it a lot more than they thought they would.
Yeah, it's okay. That activation energy.
And I'm only saying this from not having a clue what I'm talking about, which is total improv.
It lowers the stakes. If it's you don't have to commit. It's just one time. See if you like it.
Oh,
but
so
it'll hook you.
I don't have to pay $300
just
for one?
No, I'm saying the one Saturday, as Juan said. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best
Oh, it's free. Yeah.
Okay, so I'll tell you a story about that, too. In my hometown, I used to drive by the airport, and there was a sign that says, every Saturday, free flying lesson. So I went like six Saturdays in a row till they finally said, what are you doing? I'm doing what the sign said. Every Saturday, we get a free flying lesson.
Oh, jeez.
Well, no, you have to pay. Well, it doesn't say anything about paying after the first flying lesson. So, you know, it's the same mentality. I digress.
I think we should try it. Give them a topic. Give them a chance.
Well, you give them a topic.
No,
you were there.
Give them a topic.
You were there.
You.
How about I ask for a suggestion? Can you give us a suggestion of something that can fit inside the trunk of your car?
Oh, yes. I had said dead body last time, but they took waffles.
A waffle in the trunk of your car? Okay. I'm gonna fit. Better than that. I'll even make it more difficult than
what's
that.
What's something?
What could you put on?
No.
What?
You have to tell them some. Oh, go
one,
ahead.
One caveat is that improv is largely physical, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'd be doing a lot of mannerisms and physical work, object work, as we call it. Yeah. Or we're just doing stuff without talking, so it might be difficult to translate to radio so well.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. That's why I was kind of surprised that you brought it up, because...
Well, there are only 7 minutes left, so I thought we could try.
Well, I was going to talk a little bit more about the class.
All right, go for it.
Because I think it's important that we talk, how do people find out about this class? And you're the probably the most, you know, knowledgeable.
So you can go on financecity.org.com.
Oh, well, so much for you. All right, let's go.
I think you should ask us what our favorite scene was.
Okay, what's your favorite scene? Oh, now she's thinking.
There's so many.
What?
Oh, jeez.
Okay, so how about favorite lesson?
How about favorite lesson?
One of the favorite lessons that we learned from improv, from all the classes that we've taken, and I would like to throw out there the idea that our bodies don't know the difference between being excited and being nervous. So in on level one, I was terrified, like teeth chattering, body frozen. I was not
terrified.
Ready to be on stage, terrified. And our instructor taught us that the brain doesn't know, like all the adrenaline running through our bodies, it doesn't know if it's a happy or a
panic.
Doubt kind of panic. Emotion. So if we can retrain our brain to be, this is excitement. I'm really, really excited to be here in order to then get over the nerves to jump onto the stage. Then you've opened up a whole new world for yourself in being able to reframe that for your brain.
And it seemed to have worked for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it worked for me too. That's exactly how I feel just before every show.
That you're excited.
I'm excited. I just like to reframe it. Like, I'm actually excited for this show coming up.
And you can't wait to get out there and see what they're going to throw at you.
Yeah, I just try to be in the moment and just.
That's such a huge lesson, knowing my students hold themselves back because of fear. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. Kelly, you were going to say something.
Oh, I thought I was the next in telling what our favorite lesson
you are.
Was.
Okay. You are.
I would say that my favorite lesson is to stop thinking so much. That's basically what I was trying to work on towards the end is basically I would go out and one of the teachers had me just not say anything for 30 seconds. So I would have to do something physically, like pretend I was washing a shirt on like
a washboard. Yeah.
Or, you know, drink a glass of water and look annoyed or like just commit to an emotion and try to convey something without saying anything. And that actually really works for me because it actually helps me to develop what I'm doing. So I'm not forcing it.
Gotcha.
And it's great for scene work with two people scenes because you really have to kind of let them breathe a little bit in order for it to be meaningful, which is what really engages people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have time to kind of like really engage without talking.
Mm-hmm.
which is sounds kind of funny, but you're like getting into this like physicality with the person next to you, and you start to get either in a contrasting emotional state, which is one way to do a scene, or you kind of do what's it called, clumping. Yeah, clumping, which means that you start doing the same kind of thing together.
Mm-hmm.
And
without speaking.
Without speaking, yeah. And then, you know, you start, you know, maybe grunting or rah, 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 like, hey, how's it going? You know, and then it just develops from there.
Right. See, that would be, because I'm so used to talking, the silence part would probably be very difficult.
And Kyle's probably going to correct me because I just said a question as my first word. It would be more like,
I'm not here to correct.
This garbage is smelly.
But I do want to promote our team.
Yes, that was where I was going before I was.
On Instagram, we have a page now. It's at Burning Bulbs Improv.
Okay.
And then we have shows on January 9th.
Oh, already booked.
We have three shows. January 12th, February 9th, and then March 16th.
Do they need to make reservations?
Yes, they're free with a donation of $5. You can reserve as many tickets as you want with a $5 donation.
Okay.
At financecity.com. financecityimprov.com.
Okay, financecityimprov.com.
Yeah.
All right. So how long has this group been going around? I thought you said how many years?
Our team?
No, the company.
The company, I started taking classes in 2016. They were already a couple years old then. All right.
Well, I think this has been a blast. I've totally enjoyed the show. Again, it's all about education. It's all about information to know, you know, that there's groups out there like yourselves that I think can do a lot of positive good for the community, no matter what your situation is in life. You know, something like this might, you know, turn on the light.
Oh, jeez. I want to thank you guys. I know it was a last minute and all four of you made it happen. And thank our listeners for joining us, new and old.
It's all about improv.
New listeners. Well,
thank you so much.
We ask, you shall receive.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds like a plan to me. All right. Well, don't go anywhere, folks. Guess what? You Ought to Know is coming up next. And I just interviewed the stunt coordinator for the movie Ferrari. Now, this guy also did Ford versus Ferrari, and now he's done Ferrari. You don't have to be a gearhead, but I'll see you tomorrow at 3 o'clock in El Cajon. I'm in C18. Don't talk to me. This is the Yak Radio with Dave Stahl, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.